With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Airstrikes have hammered Iran's capital, Tehran, while Iranian missiles and drones target Tel Aviv, Israel, and other sites across the Mideast. The hostilities persist even as President Trump says the U.S. is in talks with Iran about ending the war. Mr. Trump describes the discussions as productive.
The president refuses to guarantee a positive outcome, but says the two sides could reach an agreement soon.
If this happens, it's a great start for Iran to build itself back. And it's everything that we want.
He says Iranians have agreed to not develop a nuclear weapon and that the U.S. would take possession of Iran's enriched uranium critical to its nuclear program. However, Iranian officials deny that talks have been held. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Russia has unleashed a massive drone and missile barrage on civilian areas of Ukraine and is stepping up ground attacks along the front. Fire crews in southeast Texas have had their hands full.
The large explosion at an oil refinery near the Texas coast, shooting plumes of smoke into the air and forcing nearby residents to shelter in place. No one was injured in the explosion at the Valero refinery in Port Arthur. Valero's website says the facility has 770 employees and processes 435,000 barrels of oil per day. The plant refines heavy sour crude oil into gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Jason Walker reporting.
Confirmed by the Senate, Mark Wayne Mullen could be sworn in today as America's new Homeland Security Secretary takes over as the TSA funding impasse drags on in Congress. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 93 points. NASDAQ futures off 29. This is SRN News. Maine will vote on transgenderism.
A ballot initiative going before the people in November will allow them to keep boys from playing on girls' sports teams and keep them out of female bathrooms and locker rooms. The group Protect Girls Sports in Maine has gathered the necessary signatures to put the measure on the ballot. PGSM says, quote, males are taking away female trophies and invading female safe spaces. This is not a faraway concept. It is happening right here in Maine. Michael Harrington reporting.
The board that oversees Alabama libraries has decided that all branches have until the end of September to comply with a new rule forbidding books with transgender characters and topics from being kept in the children's and teen sections. Parents in the state are demanding that the public libraries remove all books promoting the LGBT agenda from places where small children and impressionable adolescents might find the materials. This is SRN News. Pentagon reporters are regaining some access to the Defense Department headquarters.
The Defense Department says it will issue new press credentials for reporters, but will remove media offices from the Pentagon. The announcement comes after a judge sided with the New York Times last week in a lawsuit regarding limits on reporters' access to the building. The judge ruled that the Pentagon's limiting access illegally restricts the press credentials of reporters who walked out of the building rather than agree to those new rules. The Pentagon says reporters will be able to work from an annex building outside the building, which will be available when ready. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A new Gallup survey finds that Americans' outlook on the job market is increasingly pessimistic. Just 28% of workers in the survey conducted in the last part of 2025 say that now is a good time to find a job. More details at srnnews.com.